Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're talking about pursuing the dream. And yesterday I quoted the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Ironically, this verse that is on so many posters and pictures is smack dab in the middle of God's pronounced judgment of 70 years of captivity. Because, the Lord says, you did not listen to me. Later, Jeremiah puts a yoke on his neck in chapter 27 to symbolize God's judgment to be in bondage to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, for 70 years of captivity. Let me cut to the chase here. God placed desires in your heart many years ago to lead you to your purpose in life here on this earth. And if you did not pursue those desires, you were in disobedience to Him. And now, you feel as though you're in 70 years of bondage to a job you don't even like. How did this happen? Well, let me play the part of Jeremiah and tell you that the Lord is saying, "You did not listen to me." I'm not pointing fingers here. I too was disobedient to God's call on my life and spent 7 agonizing years in a business I had no business being in. And I don't think that's what Jesus had in mind when He said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So what makes us miss God and take second best? One answer is low self-esteem. We simply cannot see ourselves worthy of the career that we so long for. So what do? We take whatever comes along. You know, what that boils down to is doubting God. We're saying, "God, I don't think I can do what you say I can do." But did you ever stop and think that He placed within you everything you would ever need to achieve your dreams? One thing that is huge in God's book is obedience, even when it's to your calling in life. So, what's it going to be? 70 years of bondage or the fulfillment of your dreams? That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.